A few weeks ago, I got to talk about my vocation to the priesthood with the middle school and high school students at Roanoke Catholic School. And after sharing my vocation story with one of the class periods, some of them had, you know, interesting questions. One of the students came up to me after and asked me this question. She said, do you ever regret deciding to be a priest and wish you had done something else? And that question comes to my mind today in a way because I imagine as I'm hearing this gospel reading, I imagine asking Jesus a similar question about going into the desert. Did you ever regret going into the desert and wish you had done something else? And in my imagination, I picture that Jesus would have answered that question in a kind of similar way to how I answered that student. So something along the lines of, you know, well, the thoughts and the feelings certainly go up and down at different days for sure. But that decision to become a priest, or that decision to enter the desert, is not necessarily just a thing in the past, but rather every day, or I try to look at every day as another chance for me to say yes to God and to what he's calling me to do. So we heard in the gospel that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert and he remained in the desert for 40 days. And that word remained, I think, is crucial because it's actually not the most literal translation of the passage, but it does bring out the reality of what it meant for Jesus to be in the desert for 40 days. He didn't just make up his mind to follow the Spirit into the desert on day one, and then that was it. No, but every single day throughout those 40 days, and indeed at many moments throughout each day, he consciously decided to remain there in the desert, even as he was being tempted by Satan. And the same choice is given to us, particularly during this season of Lent. It's one thing at the beginning to say, okay, have some ideas of what I'm going to do or what I might give up. But it's another thing to wake up on day 4 or day 17 or day 28 or day 40 and say, yes, Jesus, I will remain here with you in the desert today. And one of the biggest temptations that Satan likes to throw at us is the temptation to just give up and go somewhere else. Think, for example, about when we go to spend some extra time in prayer. How often does our mind, you know, maybe start wandering toward all the other things that we might have to do, and we become distracted? And then maybe the next thoughts that might come could be, you know, is this even worth it? Maybe I'll just never figure out how to pray. And it's important to note that those thoughts are, you know, real thoughts that come to us, but they're not from God. They're temptations from Satan. But fundamentally, you know, at that moment, as we're experiencing those temptations, we have a choice. We can give up or we can decide to remain. Likewise, when we're fasting, for example, it can be easy sometimes to simply become impatient with the hunger or with the tiredness or whatever. And Satan often tries to convince us that it would be better just to give up, or at least to give in a little bit and just have something. And again, sometimes the hardest thing to do is just to be patient and just to remain there in the desert with Jesus. But maybe the hardest time to remain is after we have fallen to some sort of temptation. So I've, you know, talked to several people over the last few days who have admitted, you know, it's only day 2 or whatever, and I've already failed to keep my Lenten promises. And to be honest, I can relate to that. But more than at any other point, though, when we fall, that's especially when we need to reject the voice of Satan that just tries to discourage us and tell us to give up, and instead We need to stay, to remain, and listen to Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who, even if we are unfaithful, as St. Paul says, he remains faithful. He remains faithful. He remains here today, and he remains faithful to us. And he just tells us again and again, stay with me. Remain here with me. The thoughts and the feelings and the temptations will come and go depending on the day, but through it all, remain. Remain here, wait with me. Even if you don't see or understand the way forward out of this desert yet, just take the risk to trust in me and in my mercy for you, no matter how many times you might fall. So today, let's ask Jesus, even in our weakness, to give us the grace to be patient, to persevere, to remain with him in the desert throughout this whole season of Lent, and to keep turning back to him and staying with him, no matter how many times we might fall, and to trust in his mercy for us. As the prophet Isaiah says, truly the Lord is waiting to be gracious to you. Truly he will rise to show you mercy. Happy are all who wait for him.